And I guess in terms of, like you said, curiosity being the key, if a parent or educator is trying to, you know, experiment with this new philosophy, if you will, how do you try to standardize that approach?
We are trying to standardize it. We're actually going to be turning, and Sume is leading this. Actually, Sume, you go ahead and tell them what you decided to start doing the past couple weeks with makeshift homeschool.
So we were wondering what would be like a way for all kids to kind of start doing it. And we were contacting different kids and like asking them about their passions, like kind of leading them to writing their own blog posts for those things. But we were also kind of wondering, there's probably an easier way to do this. So then we started making an app where children can, they can go on and they'll first start out as a student and they can only read other people's blog posts. But as they progress, they can become a tutor. And when they become a tutor, they can actually post blog posts. And then the next step is a professor, and they, professors can go on to podcasts and talk about different lessons. And principals, which is the last thing you can become, is where people can actually host their own podcasts and talk about their blog posts, and also have, if someone's also interested in that same thing, they can have other people on their podcasts to talk about it with them. People can kind of also, they can share their blog posts, they can get feedback, they can update their blog posts, and also get that positive reinforcement to drive them, where it's not only them progressing from student to tutor to principal, but it's also they're interacting with other people who have that curiosity, and that just kind of, that kind of will motivate them even more. You were wondering if this approach can be taught to all kids, and I do think so, and it will, depending on the child, it will be different because every child is different. But I also do think that it is also just a way to cultivate that curiosity and to kind of use it to drive them to grow themselves and to try to motivate others to grow themselves as well.
That was an excellent answer. Sume, you've clearly thought about all this. I do have a question for you and Isla, and I'll start with you. How do you find inspiration, and especially when you first started writing, how did you find inspiration to know what to write about?
Well, at first, I didn't really know what to write about, so my dad was mostly the one who just proposed things, and I kind of just went along with it. The first blog post that I started doing that was on my own was a summary of the book Sapiens, and my dad just told me that it was a really good book and I should try summarizing it. And so for me at first, it wasn't really that exciting, because at first it kind of doesn't really look like much. It looks like a few paragraphs, but then as I kept building on it day after day, I kind of started to look at my project proudly, and I was really excited about what I was doing. And from there on, I kind of wanted to kind of guide it more, because I knew that there were so many things that I could create and so many opportunities there, because Sapiens was just one book and there is so much content out there. When a child first starts out, they won't know what they want to write about. That's where it kind of also the app will be in handy, because then they can kind of try to learn about all the different things out there before they can start to know what they're interested in. So at first, I guess the parent can help with that, where they can kind of expose the child to many different things and then have their, and see which one their kid is most excited about. Also, there are many different platforms, like with Crash Course, there's many different Crash Course series on many different things. And if you can go on Khan Academy and just see their courses, then you might find that one of them is something you're really interested in.
So let me give you an example of how we want the app to work. Because this is basically, we're taking what my daughters were doing with their blogs and then the platform Makeshift Homeschool, but we're trying to standardize it into a process that any kid could follow. So when they first log into the app, they're considered to be a student, right? And so they're not yet creating their own lessons and creating their own posts, but they would need to go through any lessons that they want, but they got to pick five, go through them, answer some questions about those that are like standardized questions. So if you were the teacher who created the lesson, then you review how the kid, like their responses to those questions to make sure that, yeah, they're discussing that, they're internalizing this, right? But the kid's giving feedback to the teacher. Teacher is saying, is showing that the kid's internalizing it. No grades, but yet in a more organic, real life sort of way, they're like learning together, right? And after they go through five of these lessons on the makeshift homeschool app, you know, then they're ready, right? Because then they kind of get it. Oh, okay. Just about anything is a learning opportunity, right? It's not really homeschool. It's life school. It's learning to see everything in life as a learning opportunity. And I can turn that, transform that into something that I can share with other people in written form, or, you know, maybe include a video, and then they can start doing their own. So it's kids teaching kids. And where it gets really exciting is when you have kids teaching kids in a way where there are no grades, but they're also helping to improve each other because they're reading each other's lessons. So they're getting ideas from other kids about what's exciting to learn about. And, you know, we got tons of examples up on the makeshift homeschool website right now that we're basically going to use as like, this is our base. This is how we're going to start, right? We already have all this material. Let's go ahead and start there, but then I'll let, you know, kids from anywhere kind of start to build on it.
Pretty amazing. It's how kid powered it is, right? This organic feedback loop, a little bit of project learning, and then fueled entirely by curiosity.
I would describe it as like, it's the most organic way forward. Kids learn better when they're learning about things that they're interested in. And so it takes advantage of that. Kids learn better when they're teaching, just like everybody. So this gives them an opportunity to teach. Kids learn better when they see other kids doing things that they find interesting so they can collaborate. When they see other kids doing it, then they want to do it. Kids also learn better when you're not just telling them, oh, here's your grade, and now we're going to throw away all the work you did. Everything that they're creating is theirs, and then they get to see it forever. So we're taking all the things that we've learned about how kids get inspired and learn better, and we're just creating a template for them to do that that doesn't require their working parents to become homeschoolers. It is ambitious, but I would say it's the path of least resistance, because what else are we going to do? What's the other option? If you tell me that there's another option than kids teaching other kids, then great. But right now I see the schools are basically shut down. They're going to open up maybe a day a week. And if that, because as soon as a kid gets sick, they're going to shut the school down again. So that's not going to work. And all the parents have to work. So either the kids are going to teach other kids and teach themselves, or there's not going to be a lot of learning through 2020.
We will have a lot of discovery, a lot of hybrid, and an awful lot of uncertainty. Isla has been waiting very patiently, and I do have a question for you, Isla. When you first started writing, I understand that you've worked with platforms like SoundCloud and Kindle. I'd like you to tell me about that experience. What was that like for you, and what kinds of stuff were you working on and writing?
Well, when I first started writing, it was basically, well, my dad told me to write something for the platform. That wasn't really a platform back then. So he was like, you should write a story when you were younger, like maybe like 5 or 6. I was like, okay, because I don't want to make my dad mad. He was like, okay, so I'll do this to make my dad happy, and then I'll be done. That was like my plan. But when I started writing, of course, I needed to learn how to use tools. I was learning a lot in that experience. When I first started writing, it kind of got easier and easier for me. Well, by the way, the post that I was making was called Adventures by Stuffy McLou. That's my bear. At first, I was like, okay, yeah, I really want to be done with this. But by the end, I was really happy about it. I went to show my parents, and then they were like, wow, this is amazing. So I felt like I wanted to do more stories inside that post. So my second story was pretty good. Then I wrote a third story. Then I wrote a fourth story, and I think I wrote a fifth story. That's how I started writing, but kids can't really jump in immediately. They also need to learn.
I have a question for you, because I have an 8-year-old son. He's probably not as a proficient writer as you are, and I'm wondering what your advice is to other kids who might be looking for inspiration about how to write. What would your advice be?
Well, the parents also have a big job in when they start to write, because they need to teach their kids how to use spell check, like memorizing the keyboard. Well, I still haven't memorized the keyboard. Well, learning how to type and finding out just how to use the tools on the computer. Because when I first got introduced to the computer, I was like, what's an email? I didn't know how to use the computer at all. So you can't just sit your kid in front of a computer and say, type a post and then show me.
Start
writing, work harder. And also, kids don't know what they're interested in at first. They also need help figuring out what they're interested in. And there's also things on the computer, like things, apps and stuff that you can use to help your kid memorize the keyboard and type. Mostly it's just learning how to type. By the way, what I was drinking, it's in a coffee cup, but it's water.
Thank you for clarifying that. We would have been very worried.
I don't drink coffee.
Thank goodness.